ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो Chapter 54, entitled The Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. We'll first read the chapter summary and then we'll go for the deliberation of the slokas. This chapter is described how Lord Sri Krishna defeated the opposing kings after kidnapping Rukmini, disfigured Rukmini's brother Rukmi, brought Rukmini to his capital and married her. As Sri Krishna was taking Princess Rukmini away, the inimical kings gathered their armies and pursued him. Lord Baladev and the generals of the Yadava army turned to face those opponents, blocking their advance. The entire army then began pouring incessant showers of arrows upon Lord Krishna's army. Seeing her husband to be's force under such violent attack, Srimati Rukmini looked at Sri Krishna fearfully. But Krishna simply smiled and told her there was nothing to fear because his army would surely destroy the enemy in short order. Lord Balarama and the other heroes then began to annihilate the opposing army with Naraj arrows. The enemy kings, headed by Jarasandh, reiterated after suffering the destruction of their armies at the hands of the Yadavas. Jarasandh consoled Sisupala, "Happiness and distress are never permanent and are under the control of the Supreme Lord. 17 times Krishna defeated me, but in the end I was victorious over him. Thus, seeing that victory and defeat are under the control of the destiny and time, I have learned not to succumb to the lamentations or joy. Time now favors the Yadavas, so they have defeated you with only a small army, but in the future time will favor you and you will surely conquer them." Consoled in this way, Sishupala took his followers and returned to his kingdom. Rukmini's brother Rukmi, who hated Krishna, was infuriated by Krishna's kidnapping of his sister. So after vowing before all the kings present that he would not return to Kundina until Krishna had been destroyed and Rukmini rescued, Rukmini set out with his army to attack the Lord. Ignorant of Lord Krishna's glories, Rukmini boldly went out to attack Krishna in a lone chariot. He approached the Lord, struck him with arrows and demanded that he release Rukmini. Sri Krishna, fended off Rukmini's weapons, breaking them to pieces. Then he raised his sword high and was about to kill Rukmini when Rukmini interceded and fervently pleaded that her brother's life be spared. Lord Krishna did not kill Rukmini, but with his sword he saved off his bits of Rukmini's hair and here and there, leaving him disfigured. Just then Lord Baladeva appeared on the scene with the Yadava army. Seeing Rukmini disfigured, he gently reproached Krishna. To disfigure such a close family member is as good as killing him. Therefore, he should not be killed but set free. Lord Baladeva then told Rukmini that the sorry conditions of her brother was only the fruit of his past work. Since everyone is responsible for his own happiness and sufferings, he further instructed her about the transcendental position of the jiva souls and how the illusion of happiness and distress is simply a result of ignorance. Accepting Lord Balarama's instructions, Rukmini gave up her sorrows. Rukmini meanwhile felt totally frustrated, deprived as he was of all his strength and his will to fight. Since he had vowed not to return home without conquering Krishna, Rukmini constructed a city on that very spot and took up residence there in the mood of undiminished anger. Lord Krishna took Rukmini to his capital Dwarka and married her. All the citizens celebrated in lavish style, broadcasting throughout the city accounts of how the Lord had kidnapped Rukmini. Everyone in Dwarka was delighted to see Lord Krishna united with Rukmini. Sloka 1. Sri Suka Uvacha Iti Sarve Susanrabdha Vahan Aruhya Dansita Swai Swai Balai Parikranta Anvi Yurdhat Dhritakarmuka. Sri Suka Uvacha Iti Sarve Susanrabdha Vahan Aruhya Dansita Swai Swai Balai Parikranta Anvir Yurdhita Karmuka. Sri Suka Uvacha Iti Sarve Susanrabdha Vahan Aruhya Dansita Swai Swai Balai Parikranta Anvir Yurdhita Karmuka. Sri Suka Uvacha Iti Sarve Susanrabdha Vahan Aruhya Dansita Swai Swai Balai Parikranta Anvi Yurdhita Karmuka. Sri Suka Uvacha इति सर्वेषु संरब्धा वाहनारुह्य दंशिता स्वे स्वे बल परिक्रांता अन्मे योधित कार्मुका श्रीसुता उवाच इति सर्वेषु संरब्धा वाहनारुह्य दंशिता स्वे स्वे बल परिक्रांता अन्वीर्योधृत कार्मुका मत जी श्रीशुक उवाच इति सर्वेषु संरब्धा वाहनारुह्य दंशिता स्वे स्वे बले परिक्रांता अन्वीयोधृत कार्मुका
वट वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिस बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्री सुख उवाच. सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड इति दस स्पीकिंग स्वे सर्वे ऑल ऑफ देम सुसंरब्धा ग्रेटली एनरेज्ड वाहन देयर कन्वेंसेस आरुह्य माउंटिंग दंसिता वियरिंग आर्मर स्वे स्वे ईच बाय हिज ओन बलय मिलिट्री फोर्स परिक्रांता सराउंडेड अन्वीयो दे फॉलोड धृत होल्डिंग कार्मुका देयर वॉज. ट्रांसलेशन. सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड हैविंग द स्पोकन ऑल दोज इन्फ्यूरिएटेड किंग्स donned their armor and mounted their conveyances, each king, bow in hand, was surrounded by his own army as he went after Lord Krishna. It has no purport, so we'll read till 5. Verses 5. Verse 2. तानापतत आलोक्य यादव अनेक यूथपा तथस्तु तत सम्मुखा राजन विस्फुर्ज्य स्व धनुषिन्ते अश्वपृष्ठे गजस्कंधे रथे उपस्थे च कोविद मुमुचु सर्वर्षाणि मेघा अद्रीषु अपयथा पत्यो बलम सर आसारे छन्न विच्य सुमध्यमा सब्रीडम एक्षते एक्षतत्वक्त्रम भय विह्वललोचना प्रहस्य भगवानाह मास्म भयवामलोचने विनं गच्छति अधुनैव एतत् तावके सात्रवं बलम. ट्रांसलेशंस. The commanders of the Yadava army, seeing the enemies racing to attack, turned to face them both and stood firm, O king, pranging their bows. Mounted on the backs of horses, the soldiers of the elephants and the seats of chariots, the enemy kings, expert with weapons, rained down arrows upon the Yadus like clouds pouring rain on mountains. Slender-waisted Rukmini, seeing her lord's army covered by torrents of arrows, shyly looked at his face with fear-stricken eyes. In response, the lord laughed and assured her, "Do not be afraid, beautiful-eyed one. This enemy force is about to be destroyed by your soldiers.
Purport. To express his great affection for Rukmini, Lord Krishna gently referred to his own Yadava army as your main, indicating that the Lord's entire dynasty was now the property of his beloved queen. The Supreme Lord Krishna desired to share his blissful opulences with all living beings, and thus he sincerely invites them to come back home, back to Godhead. The Krishna consciousness movement introduced throughout the world by Srila Prabhupada on the order of his spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who himself preached all over India on the order of his exalted father Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, is broadcasting the loving message of Lord Krishna. Remember him, serve him, return to him, and share in the infinite bounty of the kingdom of God. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayvacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here so that I can do this service which is entrusted to me. Thank you so much. As we read in the abstract of this chapter, it describes from verse 1 to 9 how the Yadava army defeated the opposing hostile kings headed by Jarasan, and then from 10 to 17 the description of Jarasan consoling Sishupal to accept the defeat with optimistic and positive spirit so that in future he can come out with more force and more vigor. And then from 18 to 35 the description of disfiguring Rukmini by Lord Krishna, Rukmi by Lord Krishna is described. And then 36 to 50 consoling Rukmini by Lord Balaram by speaking transcendental knowledge. And then from verse number 50 to 51 and 52 Rukmi is settling in Bhojkata, the place which he constructed after getting defeated by Lord Krishna. It is mentioned that the word Bhojkata, Bhoj means experience,
and Kata means wow. So he stayed there just to experience the miseries because he took some vows that he will rescue Rukmini from Krishna, and unless he rescue Rukmini from Krishna, he will not return back home, back to his own king capital place. So that is how the word Bhojkata has come. And then from verse 53 to 60, in all there are 60 verses. So in this 7 verses, marriage of Rukmini and Krishna in Dwarka is described. In the 5 verses which is the topic for today's discussion, is imbued with great lessons for us. So I thought that I will try and see if I can speak something based on that. So first sloka, which is first sloka which we read is about those who consider Lord Krishna. The lesson in this is that those who consider Lord Krishna to be ordinary mortal being, they become saturated with envy, and in the pursuit of trying to enjoy the property of Lord Krishna, independent of himself, suffers miserably in the clutches of Maya. So this is what is the subject matter that has been discussed in this first sloka. Iti sarve susanrabdha vahanaruhya dansita swasvay balair parikranta anviyuh dhatakarmaka. And this is actually the entire world is property of Krishna, as it is mentioned in Sri Ishopanishad, that whatever property is here and there, everything is property of Krishna, and those connected with this, they should take only their quota and not usurp the quotas which has been allotted to others. So Jiva being part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna himself is also a person, everybody has their own quota. And Krishna mentions also that actually he has created this world only for his satisfaction. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvalok maheshwaram suhraday sarvabhutanam gyatva amam shantim rakshati. This is in the 5th chapter. But those who understand and acknowledge Lord Krishna's supreme position, they automatically become happy and satisfied. But those who desire to usurp Krishna's property without acknowledging him, so such people will suffer. And there are many examples mentioned in the scriptures. We remember one of the example is Ravana. Although Ravana kidnapped mother Sita and waged war for his own enjoyment, but suffered miserably in this pursuit. So similarly, falsely claiming Rukmini to be their own, as it is mentioned in the previous chapter towards the end, that how by seeing the beauty of Rukmini, all the kings, they were fainting and they were falling from their conveyances. And in hope of rescuing Rukmini, they were thinking that Rukmini is their property and Krishna is forcibly taking to her. So they thought that they can, by their own powers, they can rescue Rukmini. And so claiming Mother Rukmini to be their own, and in the hope of rescuing her from the Lord's chariot, these demoniac king, headed by the proud and foolish Jarasandh, attacked the Lord fully equipped with armaments, shields and protection of their vast individual armies. But their hopes and their desires, although they had vast armies and so much resources with them, they were brutally crushed and crippled. And Lord also mentions in 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Mogasha Mogha Karmano Mogha Jnana Vichetasah Rakshasim Asurim Cheva Prakritim Mohinim Shweta. So from this we must take lessons. Krishna says that their great hopes and their great karmas, their great knowledge, they will all be become frustrated at the end. Those who will be actually having this Rakshasi, Asuri qualities. And what is the Asuri qualities? Asuri quality is that to try to enjoy independent of Krishna. Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi, thinking that Ishwaroham Aham Bhogi Siddhoham Balavan Sukhi. So from this we can take the lesson that exploitation of Lord's energy for selfish pursuit will definitely baffle and confuse us, in the same way these demoniac kings were fighting and fainting and falling from their positions and suffering terribly in their mind and body, just with the hope that this beautiful Mother Rukmini is there for their enjoyment. But our Acharya says that they could not even have the glimpse of actual Rukmini. Like Ravana kidnapped the Maya Sita, they also were baffled just by seeing Rukmini's presence there, which was actually a presence of Maya. Maya was actually deluding them. The actual knowledge is to know that everything is property of Lord Krishna. And all this property must be utilized for His service. And for our survival, we must desire and take only those things which are allotted as our quota. Ishavasyam. That thing we mentioned initially. And if we follow like this, then Ishopanishad says that Kurvanne veha karmani jiji visechitam sama yavam toi nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nara. Even if one lives for hundreds of years, but still he will not be afflicted by karma and consequently suffering out of those karmas, because of those karmas, one will be really, whatever life he lives will be happy and healthy. So one must understand where is the real happiness lies. One should not unnecessarily try to usurp something which is not his own. And in the second sloka, role of the devotees or the servant of the Lord is actually mentioned. The second sloka is Tan apatatah alokya yadav anik yuthapa tathastu tatah sam mukha rajan bisfujya swadhanusinte. Actually, if we go on deciphering the each words mentioned in the sloka, it's very this thing, but there are five slokas and very less time, so we'll not go into the detail. But here the role of the devotees is mentioned, and we should consider this. We must know that when the interest of the Lord comes here with one interest, and the Lord's interest is to reclaim or save His devotees. And if that is jeopardized by some demoniac forces, then devotees of the Lord stand firm for serving the cause of the Lord at any cost. Like when the Yadava army saw that these opposing kings, they are actually attacking, then they turned back and stood firmly to face them. And consequently, finally also they destroyed them. So, and there are many examples. We can take examples of many devotees who actually to serve the Lord in this fashion, they stood firmly in their pursuit, in their life. Many examples are mentioned. One example is given of these monkey soldiers of Lord Ramchandra. These monkey soldiers, they had no weapons. Contrary to that, the demoniac forces, they have very sophisticated weapons. And these monkey soldiers, they had only some boulders or some tree branches or their fist only, and their claws and their teeth. And with these, they stood firmly to this very powerful army of Ravana, and finally by the grace of Lord, they could defeat them. Secondly, we can take example of from the life of Srila Prabhupada. Although Srila Prabhupada was at the threshold of his life, he was actually almost about 60 years when he took a arduous, very difficult voyage to USA. And he writes in that Markine Bhagavad Dharma that how he surrendered himself to Krishna. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. Kasthera putali jasa, nachao se mate. Whatever way you want me to dance, I will dance. So he took this arduous voyage to dance at the will of his Guru, Maharaja and Lord Krishna himself. So Prabhupada stood firmly. One example comes to my mind, many years back I had seen a video. I don't know who has made that video, but in that video, when Prabhupada was preaching and asking his devotees to follow these four regulative principles, and these four regulative principles, you know that it's a big business all over the world, and especially in America. So those who were thinking that if Prabhupada will teach his followers not to engage into these four activities, then their business will not flourish. So one of the person just approached to Prabhupada and he told them that you are an old person, what for you have come here? So you better leave this country and go back with your life. But Prabhupada said that I have come with the message of Lord Sri Krishna, and before I deliver this message, I will not leave this country. And then they said that if you will not leave this country, then we will make you leave this country. We will rescue you from your body itself. Then Prabhupada said that whatever you want to do, you can do, but I am not going to leave unless I give the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to these people here, for which I have come here. And Prabhupada addressed him as to be the chela of Kali. And he said, yes, we are the agents of Kali, no doubt, but you don't come into our way of these things. And that person, out of so much argument with Prabhupada, he took out a knife to stab Srila Prabhupada. But he saw that there was a very powerful light effulgence coming from the body of Srila Prabhupada, and then he became distracted, he became fearful, he ran away. So Prabhupada did not fear of his life also. Although he was a one person and there was a powerful people there at that side, but still Prabhupada was firm in delivering the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission of reclaiming the fallen conditioned soul. There is another pastime of Lord Jagannath. There was a Yavana king called Kala Pahar, and this Kala Pahar was actually advancing towards Jagannath Puri and was destroying various temples in the path that were coming. So the devotees of Lord Jagannath, they just went in front of Lord Jagannath and requested him that this Kala Pahar is very invincible and we are not able to stop him, and he is advancing very fast and he may come here at any moment and he may destroy the temple, he may do some harm to you, and we'll not be able to see that, and for that then we'll have to leave our bodies also. So the Lord said that this Kala Pahar is nothing for me, I can do anything for the to stop him, but I want you to do some service to me. So better I give you some idea, you take me in a palki, and from a forest way you take me to other place so that we can be saved from the attack of Kala Pahar. And this is how Lord Jagannath came to Mayapur, Rajapur. That story is associated with that. He came to Rajapur, and when he came to Rajapur, then he said that this is my place, this is also eternal Jagannath Puri, so I'll stay here. So although Lord could do anything, but he wants his devotees also to do some service to him, because that service pleases him. And devotees, knowing well, they do not fear about their lives, they take a firm stand when it comes to protect the Lord. Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, although he lost his leg, but he was firm in protecting Radha Madhavji at Mayapur. You all know that. Prahlad Maharaj, although he was just a 5-year-old boy, and his father, you know how powerful he was. Even the entire Brahmanda, the 14 planetary system, everybody was succumbed to his lotus feet. But this small boy, 5-year Prahlad, he refused to follow his instructions. Accept him as the Sambhambhunam, supreme person. And rather he advised him that you also follow the path of Krishna consciousness. And his father became infuriated. And he did not even thought that this is just a small child, may not be having a proper understanding. Let him grow up and then I can teach him. He did not even wait for this. He just became bent upon destroying this boy. But even after so much atrocities, Prahlad Maharaj was firm. He did not budge a bit from the service of the Lord. Arjuna's example is given. When Arjuna agreed to execute the will of the Lord, then you know that although he could easily cross over this vast army of Mahabharat, Kaurava armies, but he also had to face so many difficulties. He has to lose his son and many other things. But still, he did not budge to follow the instruction of Krishna. And this is how he pleased Krishna. So, the message in this verse is that we have been also given certain opportunities to fight for the Lord as the soldiers in the army of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this army of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mighty force is Maya herself. And we'll see many casualties, many will be getting wounded, many will be suffering like anything because of such things. But still we should not give up. We should not give up. We should stand firm and convert this opportunity into a chance to please Krishna. We should not be considerate about our selfish needs. Rather, we should think that how we can please Guru and Krishna. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada was not considerate of his own needs, but he was considerate how he can please Guru and Krishna, how he can follow the instructions of his spiritual master, which he has received long back. And he was actually contemplating only on these instructions. So, we should also, at our level best, whatever is our capacity, we should also try to serve the Lord in whatever way we have been given the chance. The third sloka, Aswapriste gajaskande ratho pascha kovida mumucho sarvarshani megha adrishvapayatha. In this, the power of the opposing force against Krishna consciousness is described. That anyone who wants to become Krishna conscious, wants to give himself to serve Krishna, then there will be a lot of opposition. And such powers may appear to be mammoth. But firm conviction in the lotus feet of Lord will give us so much strength that we can easily cross over the vast ocean of this material existence like a calf's hoop. And this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Samasrittiye pad plava plavam mahat padam punye so murare bhavam budhir vats padam param padam padam yad vipadam natisham. That anyone who has taken the shelter of the Lord, although there will be great expanse, vast difficulties in the path, but they will all synchronize to a very small hoof print of a calf, and one can easily cross it. If someone wants to learn and study and preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, so Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning that if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his mercy, even a small boy, a small kid can also cross over the mammoth sagar of mammoth ocean of Siddhanta. So it is only the determination of the person and firm faith of the person in the Lord and his mercy that will give us strength. And one example comes to my mind for this is Mother Kunti. In this teachings of Mother Kunti, Queen Kunti, she is expressing to Lord Krishna that because of his mercy that her children survived the vast ocean of Mahabharat, which was filled with sharks and timingalas like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, etc. It was not very easy for the Pandavas to cross over because the opposing forces were very, very powerful. But Krishna's mercy actually helped them, and till the end they did not even realize, you know, that pastime that when Karna was shooting the arrows at chariot of Arjuna, Arjuna's chariot was just going 7 feet back, 7 cubits back, and when Arjuna was shooting at the chariot of Karna, his chariot was going way beyond, maybe 100-150 feet, and still Krishna would glorify to Karna. Then Arjuna became little disgusted, thinking that I am doing so much, when I shoot his chariot goes way beyond, and when he shoots my chariot goes only 7 cubits back, and still Krishna is glorifying him. So Krishna told him that I am glorifying him because you must know that I am personally sitting on your chariot and Hanumanji is sitting at your flag. Still your chariot is going 7 cubits back. If we both are not here, what will happen to you? And you are only just pushing his chariot only 100-150 feet back, and you are thinking that you are a very powerful foe. And at the time of Arjuna bringing the left out queens of Krishna from Dwarka, you know that in the path he was actually holding his own, that Gandiva bow, the same Gandiva bow which he used in Mahabharat, that same Akshat Tunir, and that same strength, mantra, everything was there with him, but still he could not defeat these infidel cowherd boys. This powerful Arjuna, actually I was reading, trying to read about Rukmi, some gather some information about him, then I come across one information that when Mahabharat war was about to take place and these two armies were in their camps, at that time Rukmi, he took his huge army, several Akshahini divisions, and came to the camp of Pandavas, and then he addressed to the Pandavas saying that Arjuna, you need not fear. If you want any help from me, I am there here. I will kill all your enemies. You don't have to worry about all those things. What help you need, you please tell me. Then at that time Arjuna was boasting. Actually he said that when I was fighting with this Nivat Kavachas, who came to help me? I was alone. When I fought with Lord Shiva, who came to help me? I was alone. When I fought with this Kaurava forces at the Viratnagar, who was there with me? I was alone. So how you think that I need your help? I don't need your help. You can go away. So he chastised him. and getting infuriated by this chastisement, he went to Duryodhan. And surprisingly, Duryodhan also rejected him. Duryodhan was looking for a powerful force, and Rukmini has actually told the same thing to Duryodhan also. So Duryodhan also became infuriated, and he said that if you are boasting that you can do some good to us and you are trying to give us some help, we don't need it. We don't need it. So he was just thrown away from the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was not allowed there. So this was Arjuna. And this Arjuna could not handle these cowherd boys who just usurped from him these queens of Krishna. Of course, there are many hidden these things into this this pastime. But point to mention is that whatever power Arjuna was able to exhibit, it was only because of the mercy of Lord Krishna. So, if anyone takes shelter of the Lord, whatever kind of forces are there, one can easily get rescued from that kind of thing. One more example comes in my mind is that, you know, Rupa Goswami, he writes this bhajan, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande. In that he mentions, Yadyapi samadhi suvidhirapi pasyati natava manakhagramarichim. Idam ikshami nishamya tavachyuta tadapi kripa adbhut vichim. He says that although Lord Brahma is doing tapasyas for thousands of years to get your darshan, O Lord Krishna, but in spite of his arduous tapasya, he is not able to even behold the darshan of the tip of your toenail. And I am not doing any tapasya. Still I am thinking that I will get your audience. So how this is possible? It may not be possible my own powers and my own activities. But it can be possible because I know that you are merciful and you can give me mercy. So I am very hopeful. Idam ichchami nishamya tavachyuta tadapi kripa adbhut vichim. You will definitely give me your kripa and I can attain you. But even if I am at the position of Brahma and if I am trying to do so much tapasyas to attain you, it is not possible to get you. So, Krishna's mercy, we can cross over any powerful, any type of these things that is mentioned in third sloka. And fourth and fifth sloka is the really good sloka which gives us some hope. The fourth one, which is Patyu Balam Sara Asara Chandam Bhiksha Sumadhyama Savridam Ekshata Tat Vaktram Bhaya Bihaval Lochana. In this the Patyu and then Savridam Tad Vaktram, all these words, they are giving us many, many powerful understanding. So, the sarans or the theme of this sloka is that complete acceptance of Krishna as her master or pati by Mother Rukmini is expressed here by this word Patyu Balam. Actually, Mother Rukmini has accepted Krishna only into her heart and mind that Krishna will be her husband. But so far the formalization has not taken place. So, till this time Krishna was not actual husband of Rukmini Mata. But when she was faced, she was actually in this situation. So she was, from her core of heart, was thinking that her husband's army has been covered by so many arrows or attacks of these opposing kings. So she was little fearful. And in this sloka the word tad vaktram indicates that Lord Krishna was the only shelter for her in this trial of time. Long back I was hearing one bhajan by Srila Prabhupada, was singing that bhajan. I don't know who wrote actually that bhajan. Anadi karma phale padi bhavarna vajale tari bare na dekhi upay. And in that he sings, Jnana karma thaga dui more pratadiya lai avasesa fele sindhu jale. Ehano samaye bandhu tumi Krishna kripa sindhu kripa kari tolo more bala. So the devotee is here singing that, O Krishna, I do not know of what karma in my previous lives I have fallen into the ocean of this bhava, repetition of birth and death. And to come out of this repetition of birth and death, this ocean, I do not know how to do this. And I try to take shelter of jnana and karma, thinking that they will help me and bring me out of this ocean. But finally they proved to be like thugs. Like thugger. They tell me that, okay, we will do things for you. They take me by my hand to certain place and then they stand behind me and kick me from behind and throw me into the this existence again. So I am actually fallen into this jnana karma thaga dui more pratadiyale. I do not know what revenge they are taking from me. They appears to be in front very good, jnana and karma, but actually they are not very good. They are like thugs. So to my mind only one thing comes, and that is, in this time of trial, O Krishna, you are the only hope. And Krishna also mentions in Bhagavad Gita, Bhavamina Chirat Partha Maya Vishita Chaitasam. Those who have fixed their mind upon me, Tesham Aham Samuddharta Mrityu Samsara Sagarat. I will rescue them from the ocean of this Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. But one condition he puts there. Maya Vishita Chaitasam. Those whose mind is completely fixed upon me. So, and in this, the very important point is also mentioned about the expression of mixed emotions of shyness and fear, which is called actually emotion. What is it called in Hindi? Sanskrit? There's another word also. Emotion sankarya. Sankarya means the mixing, sankar. So two emotions are actually expressed in this. One emotion is of shyness and another emotion is of fear. So sabridam is actually, bridam means lajja. So Rukmini Devi was actually feeling very shy, or she was feeling shameful. So why she was feeling shameful? There are many points can be given about that. She was feeling shameful because she was thinking that she is the cause of all this mess up. All these irritations and this quarrel which is happening here, she is the cause. So anyone who is actually cause for any such things will definitely feel shameful. And secondly, she was actually kind of anticipating that Lord Krishna must, what Lord Krishna must be thinking about me, that look Rukmini, who you are, you have created such a mess. At the beginning of our marriage only, if something will happen like this, what will happen to our entire life? I mean, she was thinking like this because it was a great catastrophe at that time. And she was also shameful, or sabridam, thinking that
okay, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he may understand me. But what about the people? People from Kundinapur, people from Dwarka. If anything happens wrong, they will only point out to me. These days also you see, if a girl is married to some boy, and as soon as she goes to the home, and if something wrong happens, either to the husband or to anybody in the home, she is to be blamed that Kulakshmi. She is with these things, kind of demoniac. She is branded with that kind of things. So she was thinking all these things, and because of that, she was feeling shameful that I should not have done what I have done actually. And then she was also expressing the fear, the emotion of fear. So while she was expressing the emotion of fear, mentioned in the sloka directly that seeing the army of the Lord drenched with the rains of arrows, she was thinking that so many arrows are pouring like rains pours on the mountains. This opposing army, they are hitting to my husband's army. And then she was also thinking that if something wrong may happen to the Lord, what will be her condition? Actually, nothing will happen to the Lord. Lord is the controller of everything. But still, the devotee thinks that. We know that Gopinath ji is controlling everything here. But if anything comes, then we become fearful. What will happen to Gopinath if we don't do certain things? So, she was also thinking like that. And she was also fearful, thinking that her own relatives may lose their lives in this tussle. She saw also her own brother Rukmi was about to be beheaded by Lord Krishna by his sword. And then she pleaded Lord Krishna, please do not kill him. And she was also thinking that if so many things will happen, and if Krishna is not there, my brothers are not there, I will be to be blamed, what will happen to her? So with these kind of things, she was trying to actually exhibit so much emotions. So it is imperative from this particular sloka that anyone who tries to take shelter of the Lord, there will be innumerable or numerous impediments in the path of his surrender. And no one would be spared without rigorous trials. But we must have complete faith and hope that Lord Krishna will never let us down. And with this hope, Rukmini was looking at the face of Lord Krishna, that please control everything. And Krishna also assures in Bhagavad Gita, Shipram bhavati dharmatma sasvam shanti nigacchati kaunteya pratijani hi nami bhakta pranashyati. Give me 5 minutes more. Still, one sloka is remaining. The fifth sloka, the essence of this sloka is, it describes the prema vihvalata of the Lord. In this sloka, the prema vihvalata of the Lord is expressed for his own devotee who has unflinching acceptance of his own shelter. Tad eka saranyata. So, when Krishna sees that the devotees have completely taken unflinching faith, surrender unto me, then it becomes his responsibility, and he becomes filled with anxiety. You know that when Arjuna and Pandavas, they were all out of fear, thinking that Krishna is there. And when Bhishma has vowed that next day he will kill all the Pandavas, and he kept the arrows also. All these Pandavas, they were sleeping, but Krishna was in anxiety throughout the night. And he was in anxiety thinking that what will happen if I don't break my vow. Bhishma has taken a vow that he will break my vow. If I don't break my vow, then Bhishma's vow will not be fulfilled. And if Bhishma's vow is not fulfilled, then Bhishma will kill all these Pandavas. They are my devotees. And I have told Arjuna in the beginning itself that, Arjuna, you don't worry. you five brothers will remain. Let anything happens, but nothing will happen to you five brothers. So Krishna was in anxiety. He has to fulfill the desires of both his devotees. So Krishna actually comes in anxiety. So when Krishna saw that Rukmini was grief-stricken, so to console her, Krishna actually expressed some feelings. And what Krishna did, Krishna actually, he laughed. Prahasya. This indicate Lord's assurance. So Krishna actually, although he was fighting, but he also assured Rukmini by laughing at her that don't worry, nothing will happen. Your forces will kill your enemy's forces. So Krishna mentions, Ananyaschintayanto mam ye jana paryupashate tesha vinityam yuktanam yogakshayam vahamyaham. And when Lord smiles, when the Lord smiles, our duty is to make the Lord smile. But when the Lord will smile, when the devotee take ananya sharanyata, it is said that Krishna is ananya prem ke grahak hai. He would not like to purchase somebody's love or take somebody's love if it is bifurcated or given to somebody else also out of that. He wants complete surrender. So when we do something like this, then Krishna becomes really happy. When Arjuna finally surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna actually prahasanna iva bharata. Sanjaya says that seeing Krishna, Arjuna grief-stricken, Krishna spoke with smiles. And why Krishna was smiling? Many things are there. Why Krishna was smiling? So we have to actually make Krishna smile. So Lord Krishna actually looks at Mother Rukmini to say that, and when Lord Krishna smiles, it eradicates shoka, moha, bhaya from the heart of the devotees. And to remove all that things, so shoka, moha, bhaya, which was expressed by Mother Rukmini, Lord Krishna actually smiled at her. And what happens when Lord Krishna smiles? There are many slokas in the Bhagavatam, but we'll just mention two, three slokas. I'm not going to describe it, you can refer it. This is from 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 35, 36 and maybe 40 or 38, these slokas, where Lord Kapila Dev is mentioning to his mother, Pashyantirite me ruchirani ambasantah prasanna vatra arunalochanani rupani divyani vara pradani sakam vacham spihaniyam vadanti tay darshaniya avayavay udara vilasahas ichchitvam shukte hrit atmanah hrit pranancha bhakti anichchatame gatim anvim prayukte. He says, oh my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of me from both eyes like the rising mountain sun. They like to see my various transcendental form which are all benevolent, and they also talk favorably with me. Upon seeing the enchanting form of the Lord smiling and attractive and hearing his very pleasing words, the pure devotees almost lose all their consciousness. His senses are freed from all other engagements and he becomes absorbed in devotional service. Thus, in spite of unwillingness, he attains liberation without separate endeavor. So Krishna's smile can grant these things to us. And if you are really interested for this, we should make Krishna smile. Hasam harer
अवनत अखिलो लोक तीव्र शोकस्रु सागर विशोषणम अति उदारम सम्मोहनाय रचितम निजमाययास्य भ्रूमंडलनम मुनिकृते मकरध्वजस्य.
अगेन लॉर्ड कपिल सेज ए योगी शुड सिमिलरली मेडिटेट ऑन द वेनोमेलेंट स्माइल ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण लॉर्ड हरि. We are all on the path of Bhakti Yoga, so this is our duty. A smile which for all those who bow to him desire dries away the ocean of tears caused by intense grief. The yogi should also meditate on the Lord's arched eyebrows which are manifested by his internal potency in order to charm the six God for the good of the senses.
Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Shri Adagopinath Ji Bhagwan Ki Jai.
So the word Tavake indicate in that Lord Krishna was accepted, Lord Krishna has accepted Mother Rukmini, his devotee, as his own and offered everything to her that he has, the entire Yadu dynasty as her property. The point to be noted here is that although the formal marriage has not taken place and they are still in their path to Dwarka, but still Krishna has fully accepted her, and instead of saying my army, he says your army will very soon destroy the army of your enemies. The enemies were actually of Lord Krishna. They were Krishna's enemy, but Krishna is saying, Rukmini, your enemy will be destroyed. But they were not actually enemy of Rukmini, they were relatives of Rukmini. So similarly, when at the time of taking initiation, when the devotee surrenders to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna through the via medium of spiritual master, Lord Krishna also accepts him. Lord Krishna also accepts him. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sehi kale Krishna tare kare atmasam. Krishna makes the person his own family member. And then by making that person his own family member, he gives that person everything what he himself possesses. That is important. Lord Krishna also ensures in, gives us assurance in Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Sarva dharmani paratyajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tam sarva papyebhyo mokchaisyami masucha. So Krishna will give us all protection. Only thing is that we have to take the initiative. We have to take initiative because Krishna has said that I don't come into the person's path. If he is not interested, why should I force him? So he says, ye yatha mam prapadyante tams tathav bhajamyaham. So ball is in our court. And we can decide what to do. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Sorry for taking your more time. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.